Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with my good friend Ted Fishman. Ted's the author of China Inc., which is still one of my favorite books. Also, Shock of Gray, one of the most important books on global demographics that I've ever seen. Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. TedFishman.com, is that right on the website?
Yep, Ted C. Fishman.
Ted C. Fish. Put a C in the middle, folks. Ted C. Fishman. Check it out. Ted, in the old days, I was my customer's internet. Whatever they needed to know about my products and my industry and how people used my products and how the industry used our products, et cetera, they got that from me. So I was a little bit of the opacity. I was a little bit of a gate for them to go through, right?
And so
they needed me to come by and do all this. But today, because of technology, I'm no longer needed to do all that. They can go around me, as you talked about in Indonesia in the last segment, going around the gatekeepers. So today, customers are finding transparency to products and solutions and everything. They're able to do that through technology. What are some other things that you're seeing out there where technology is creating transparency?
Well, here's a good example from China. It's a small example, then I'll generalize from it. The Chinese cities I visited on this last trip had horrific, horrific pollution, four times higher than the danger levels.
Mm-hmm.
And Chinese people were feeling this in their lungs and in their throats every single day.
And in their water, 3,300 dead pigs in the water about 2 months ago.
Up to 16,000 now.
Oh, is that right?
The census of those
16,000 dead pigs
right now in Shanghai, floating
in the major waterway. Where they get the water.
Yeah, there's this great joke when I was there, which is, you know, the pollution made Chinese people lucky, because if they opened their window in Beijing, they got two free packs of cigarettes. And then in Shanghai, they were lucky, because if they turned on the tap, they could have pork soup.
Right.
It's just the way they rue their fate. And
right.
So on people's smartphones, it was very popular to go to these Chinese government sites where they listed the pollution, but people didn't really trust the site. So the American embassies and consulates started, which have their own meters for pollution, started broadcasting through an app what the pollution levels in the cities are where we have our embassy, Beijing, mm-hmm. and where we have our consulates. And those became exceedingly popular. As a better measure. And then the Chinese government tried to pressure the U.S. government to shut down those sites, and then it wasn't the U.S. government that persevered. It was the Chinese public that said, what are you so afraid of? This is the air we all breathe.
It's the truth, right.
And it's the truth. And so the Chinese government ultimately, you know, went along with allowing this app.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone I was spending time with was checking, you know, the U.S. government's air reading on China, and I thought that was so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this may seem like a small deal, but in a place where there is virtually no government transparency at all, it is a big, big deal, and it is a nose in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Nose
under the tent. Just
so
getting started.
Yeah, and it can happen pretty fast. So Indonesia, which, 14 years ago was as buttoned down and locked down as China is today, maybe even more so, has had, you know, a 14-year experiment with democracy. And there's all kinds of open records, even with the corruption, and all
mm-hmm.
kinds of NGOs that have started to watch it. And there is the information there, but what is impossible, I think, Jim, is to assemble in short order the kind of citizen army you need to examine all of these records.
Right.
You really need an infrastructure to examine it. It's too much, and that's what we all have to be patient with. But it is
that kind of thing is going to start happening here in the United States with regard to who's really pulling the switches and the change. You know, this thing with the Rutgers coach. That was kept pretty quiet, and people were he was sanctioned and he was disciplined. But when it became public, when it got out public, everybody found out what really happened, and the outcry happened, and he lost his job, and a bunch of other people lost their job. So transparency, the sunlight is the best disinfectant, isn't it?
It is, and I also think we can think of it as an opportunity for small business because, these dynamic analytics that use big data and data points mm-hmm. tease out trends have now produced the most powerful, most valuable business information in the world, but we really haven't turned it to the public sector yet.
Right, and that's coming. That's coming. Yeah, TedCFishman.com. Ted, thanks for 8 great years. Come, let's do 6. Let's do 8 more. What do you think?
I'm all for it.
All right, Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.